the next amazing world-changing herb could be growing in your garden. We're searching for a very lucrative opportunity next on Western Life Radio.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There's also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Your garden could be home to an amazing new variety of culinary herbs. Conrad Richter with Richter's Herbs begins the search.
People are sending us wonderful things all the time to try out. Of course, we're working with leading breeders and leading seeds people and plants people around the world. But we work with a lot of smaller enthusiasts, people that are maybe growing just one crop and say chili, for instance, and we'll work with them with whatever they come up with, and ultimately some of these things make it into a kettle. So yeah, we're constantly trying different things and assessing whether they would work well in the North American environment and North American gardens. And we've got an active trial program going on 12 months of the year in our greenhouses. We're constantly trying new lots of herbs. One of the sources that pops up every once in a while is ordinary gardeners are finding things in their gardens. And sometimes it's just a chance plant, a hybrid, that maybe there's two different plants, two different varieties grown close together in the backyard, and they cross-pollinate and the seeds fall to the ground and they grow up, and all of a sudden something different is coming up that's unique and maybe new to horticulture. And once in a while, once in a blue moon, but once in a while, these things become very lucrative. And a case in point is Artemisia. This is not a new variety, but I thought it'd be worth taking a moment to talk about it, because this is how we get new varieties, when we tell people about these kind of stories and they get excited and they start looking a little more thoroughly and with a keen eye in the backyard to see what's growing there. But this one example is about Artemisia that has become very popular for landscaping, especially in corporate settings and also in home settings. And it's called Poa's Castle Artemisia, or wormwood. It's very likely that it is a hybrid. And those two could never have crossed paths in nature.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.